Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Stick around on the podcast because your best friend's husband has just hit on you.
Yeah, that's a conundrum. That's a pickle in group therapy.
Yeah, what do you do there? Plus, what happens when you find love at the haunted house?
But you happen to be there with your, quote, girlfriend.
Yeah, girlfriend's always bringing you down.
Testing you, it was a family affair on Dude Knowledge.
I think this might have been a first.
Yeah, we had a lot of stuff to get to. Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
So we're getting into Halloween trick-or-treat season, and... You know, I've never turned away a trick-or-treater because I think maybe they look too old or whatever. As long as they're like dressed up in a costume or they look the part, you know, whatever.
Well, that's
have
the part
some candy.
Is that sometimes the teenagers show up with a pillowcase. And what do you dress like? A teenager. That's where I get a little side-eye-ish.
Oh, all right.
I get side, I'm not denying, so, but I'm getting side-eye-ish.
Maybe this is something to consider. Airheads giving people a chance to win a decoy boy.
A decoy boy?
Yeah. So this, quote, fake kid is a way for people who may be too old to trick-or-treat to go trick-or-treating and not get hounded for being too old because they've got a kid with them.
For too long, getting older has meant giving up the joy of trick-or-treating. Luckily, Airheads has a solution. The decoy boy.
Trick or treat, Airheads, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this your child?
Yeah.
The decoy boy is a humanoid robot with innovative candy extracting technology that makes it socially acceptable for you to go trick or treating.
Please place Airheads into my human hand. Can I have one more? Please.
Oh, wow.
Please, please.
Oh, wow.
And in case of emergency, there's always tantrum mode.
Yay! Airheads!
Oh, no.
So there you go.
Oh, Airheads, what have we done? What have we done? We're teaching all the bad lessons.
It looks...
We're also teaching that if you throw a tantrum, you get what you want?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
So, robot boy gets
the candy and... You're not supposed to get the side eye?
You've only got a few more days to enter.
Oh, great.
So you can have it by Halloween.
Is there like a, okay, if you don't want to take the humanoid boy, we'll just give you a bunch of Airheads? Is there that option for the contest?
Why are you wanting options?
Because I don't think that anyone's going to take
the humanoid
boy.
It looks like a mixture of a Frankenstein, like a little kid dressed as a Frankenstein.
That's insane. It's literally insane.
No purchase necessary. Open a legal residence of the 50 United States, 18 plus. Void where prohibited.
Clever. Where's the fine print? Does the fine print...
I was just telling you the fine print.
That's it? That's the only fine print?
Yeah, they say for generations, adults have been denied the joy of trick-or-treating on Halloween. So... You can now bring the decoy boy around.
There has to be more fine print that says we're not actually sending you a robot kid.
I'm entering.
Like, oh, okay.
Date of birth. Jeez.
Well, sure. They're going to ask all the questions. Yeah. They need to know where they're sending the robot boy.
All right. I'm going to put...
I have questions.
I'm going to put our work address just...
Oh, sure. Sure. Yeah. I mean, yes, can you imagine?
I have read and agree to the Airheads
decoy. No, you have not. You have not read all the fine print.
Yes, I have. You have not. I've read it.
No, you haven't.
Thank you for participating. I'm in.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm in. So when I get delivered this, it's going to be the greatest thing.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
Are you just going to have them, like, send them down to the sales office and have them ask them incessantly for candy?
I'm excited.
And does he just ask for Airheads? Because
it's sponsored by Airheads. He probably just wants candy.
Well, did you hear the commercial?
Yeah.
He said Airheads, please.
Mm-hmm.
He asked for it by name.
Yeah.
And I'm going to need Snickers. So if he's not asking for the good chocolate too, I'm out.
You always have a reason why something can't happen, Kelly.
Well, yes, because this is ridiculous.
So, again, when I get the tantrum-throwing, candy-requesting, Airheads decoy boy delivered to 99.7 DJX.
Should we just like stick him down in the lobby?
No.
To ask everyone that comes in.
I don't want anybody to steal my boy.
Oh, they're not going to steal the boy.
They may.
How else are you going to get more candy? You have to put him in front of lots of strangers.
I'll just take him.
Your humanoid boy's got to get over stranger danger. That's the whole point of having him.
I'll just take him to like Windy Hills or Forest.
What I'm saying is you don't have to go anywhere. Set him down in the lobby. He'll hit up everybody that walks through the doors.
So anyways.
Also creep them out.
Don't get jealous when I win this.
Okay.
And you don't.
All right.
The decoy boy.
I'm going to be okay because guess what? I do know where stores are located that carry any candy I might want to get to eat myself.
Yeah, again, you're just poo-pooing the whole holiday.
Okay. Hey, this is how you get a son.
this is how
you get, what are you going to name him? Because humanoid boy doesn't sound legit.
I mean,
so
I'll probably.
You're going to have Ben Jr.?
No. Well,
now's your chance.
I named him Fred. So there
Fred
we go.
The cat. Well, you already have a Fred. So now you got to pick up with another name. I'm just saying, you got to think it all
we'll
the way
get
through.
There. We'll get there.
All the way through. You better get it.
Once
workshop
the decoy boy gets sent to me, and I'm assuming that I'm going to get it because you seem to think no one's going to enter to win this,
yeah,
and
no,
I just did.
Not one person. Pick out the name. Get ready.
All right. All right. So I got to be honest. I saw this headline last night laying in bed next to my wife, and I started laughing. Clicked on it immediately. So I'm tossing it in our clickbait headline segment, all right, where we click on the story so you don't have to.
Does this have anything to do with a fart?
Man breaks Guinness World Record with 40-second fart blast.
I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. So, I know exactly why your wife rolled her eyes.
This was a post shared on BuzzTrend Kenya, their Instagram page. I was like, okay, I'm in. And they said, man has officially broken the Guinness World Record after releasing a continuous fart that lasted an incredible 40 seconds, earning him global recognition.
Oh, my gosh. Are they putting that on a certificate? Stop. Oh my god.
And he's just lifting his leg into a mic.
Of course he is. I'm
so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh my goodness.
It's come to this. I'm so sorry. I need those commentators to quit talking.
Oh, so you can just hear the
So in investigating this, because obviously we want to bring you truthful things, the Guinness Book of World Records verified Instagram commented on that.
What did they say?
And it was disproved.
Oh.
Guinness said, no, not a record category. We monitor.
Okay.
This post is a load of hot air with a suspicious stench.
Oh, wow. They came in with jokes.
They did. They had some jokes, but that still doesn't
what in
doesn't
the world
take away
did
this
he eat?
This guy who on video is lifting his leg and ripping that.
What in the world is he? He looks like he's like literally on a stage.
Yeah.
With the microphone.
Right. Right.
Down.
Obviously, Kelly.
There. And he's literally, like you said, hiking his leg up as if he's a dog, a male dog peeing.
Yeah. So,
on a hydrant. That's what it looks like.
Again, I didn't want to take our show to blue.
No, you did.
With,
you
with
did. 1,000%.
That is beneath you and in the lowest common denominator, right?
No. And that's exactly what your wife's reaction was was all of us. It was all of us.
Yeah, rolling.
We all did that.
Yeah. rolling her eyes.
Yes. That is it. And you just take us down there. And you literally played the entire thing. Was that the full 40 seconds? It felt like it.
Well, of course it was.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and share that on our Instagram page.
Oh, are we? Oh, great.
Yeah,
oh, make sure, especially for the people that are getting in trouble at work for listening, make sure that they have the sound up when they watch that at work.
Kenya.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
You're not helping. We just cleaned the slate with all the people that we got in trouble.
There we go.
For listening at work.
All right.
To our shenanigans.
Adding it to stories.
And now you're adding a 40-second fart. doing? Are you five?
Oh, shoot. All right. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show now.
That's great. Oh, Tony's like, that's a warm-up fart. Okay, Tony.
Okay, listen, Tony.
That's a big statement, Tony.
That's bold. We don't believe it.
We don't need your proof, though. Yeah.
This is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, you may have heard us talk about how this 50-pound dinosaur named Claire was stolen. So if you can manage to make it through the day without going viral for stealing a 50-pound dinosaur named Claire, then you're doing okay.
I mean, logistically, I'm curious as to how they pulled that off.
Well, they draped a sheet over the dinosaur so the dinosaur Claire couldn't see itself being kidnapped, tossed it in the back of a pickup truck, and made off with it.
Okay.
All right? Here's the thing. Surveillance footage showed all this, right? Because it's a gas station. They have surveillance footage, right?
And literally, when they when they covered it, you can tell the shape is, at best, unusual.
Yeah, I mean, it's a brontosaurus. I mean, I'm not a dinosaur aficionado, but I feel like I'd know a brontosaurus when I see one, right?
You can kind of recognize the shape.
Well, here's the update. The dinosaur was returned.
Oh, great.
Anonymously with a note that said, I'm sorry for stealing Claire. Please don't press charges.
Oh, wow.
Now, the owner of the gas station said...
You'll never believe it. I said, what's going on? She says, Claire's home. Oh. Somebody's scared that they're going to be found out.
Are you going to press charge?
Absolutely not. I'm just glad that Claire's home.
Oh, that's Claire's so great. You know why they were scared? Because Jamie Lee Curtis shamed them on Instagram.
That's it. I was going to say, the video is literally from Jamie Lee Curtis's Instagram. Which is wild.
Put them on blast on Instagram. They're like, I don't need that kind of
attention. They're like, wait, we don't need this heat.
Wait, there were cameras? Wait.
I'm right, I know.
Jamie
wait, hang on
Curtis
a second.
Saw it? Aw, dang it.
It's 2025 and there were cameras places.
Aw,
so,
dang
really,
it.
Unclear on the... On the root of why they decided to do it. Was it a prank? Was it a stunt?
Well,
or
and not
did they
only
think they could get away with it?
Did Jamie put them on blast with the video, but she said in the caption, really? Hey, you with your fancy truck. Really? You need to steal the dinosaur from in front of the Sinclair gas station? Really? Not cool, dude. Not cool. And when you get shamed
by Jamie Lee Curtis
like that.
Yeah, I mean... What are you going to do?
Maybe
you chicken out and you go, you know what?
You're right. I do have a fancy truck. I do not need this dinosaur.
She gave them kind of a compliment sandwich there.
She did.
She was like, hey, you have a fancy truck, but
you
know what?
To steal a dinosaur?
You
That's not yours.
Yeah, no. You're better than that.
Yeah.
You're better than
that. You know what? I bet that there's probably some sort of like concrete lady around that probably sells one.
Maybe.
Very similar to that. You could just go and buy one, Mr. Fancy Truck. You can probably afford it.
So, a little update for you.
That's great.
On Claire, the missing dinosaur.
She's home.
She's home, friends.
And they're not even going to press charges, even though they caught you red-handed on the camera.
Yep, that is your Setting the Bar Story update.
That's great.
On 99.7 DJX.
That's so
mad. Let's get to some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
She wants to stay anonymous because this is sensitive.
Okay.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, can you keep me anonymous? Yes.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I need some advice because I'm completely torn.
Okay.
My best friend and I have been close for over 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
We're basically like sisters.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is her husband hit on me.
Okay.
I'm single, so I don't know if you thought that was okay.
Okay.
Happened a couple of weeks ago at a get-together. Everybody had a few drinks.
Mm-hmm.
When she stepped out to take a call, he got a little too flirty, we'll say.
Okay.
At first, I thought I was imagining it, but then he straight up told me he's always thought I was gorgeous, quote, and, quote, wonders what would have happened if he met me first.
That's the line.
Yeah. I shut it down immediately, told him that was way out of line and left early.
Okay.
And now I feel sick about it.
Uh-huh.
Haven't told my friend because I know it'll crush her and probably end her marriage and maybe even our friendship. But I also feel guilty keeping it a secret. Every time I see her, I feel like I'm lying and I don't want her to accuse me of anything. So what do I do?
Uh-huh.
Do I tell her the truth and risk blowing everything up or just stay quiet and hope he learned his lesson.
Man, that's going to be awkward every single time you go over to their place. It's going to because he knows
the foreseeable future.
He knows, you know.
Yep.
And the wife doesn't.
Right.
And so that bothers me.
All of it.
That bothers me.
All of it. This is a horrible situation to be put in, and she didn't ask for any of it.
I mean, I get having, you know, being loose at a party, having drinks, and saying you look really good. You're attractive. Whatever.
Right. You're gonna find a great man soon.
Someday. Yes.
You're a catch. Someone's gonna snatch you up.
Right. You can say that.
You can say
that's
things
fine.
Like those are compliments.
It's the.
Why didn't I meet you first?
If I'd have met you first. First of all, presumptuous.
Exactly. Like, she's assuming she would have been into him.
Right, exactly. Exactly. I mean, I'm sure she likes him because you tend to, like, if you've been best friends with someone for a while, you tend to, you know,
look at them
least,
through your friend's lens.
Yeah, exactly.
A little bit.
And at bare minimum, tolerate their partner.
Or you see them for who they really are, that your bestie can't see them because they got rose-colored glasses on. And maybe that's starting to happen.
Maybe that is.
Her.
Maybe that is. So,
Trina says, oh no, this has happened to me before.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who are already rolling into the comments and texts that are like, been there.
Yeah, really?
Been there.
That's shocking.
I can say with 100% confidence that I've never slid into the DMs of one of my wife's friends.
That's great. I'm sure your wife thanks you.
Yeah.
For that, that is
my gold star for today.
That is what I puffed out my chest on that one.
Oh, shoot.
I have not hit on any of my wife's friends.
Yet.
That is a quality I possess.
Yet.
Did you say yet?
Yet.
Why?
Maybe she'll become friends with someone that we don't know yet.
Why are you setting yourself up like that? Say you would never because
Never's
I only
a long
have
time.
Eyes for my wife.
She knows I joke.
Okay. Sometimes you start to get that shovel and you just start digging. I'm trying to save yourself. I'm trying to help you save yourself.
All right. So listen, I would say you got to tell her, but it's... Yeah, I know. You're a big fan of not in the non-confrontation.
Just sticking my head in the ground like an
ostrich. I don't know anything. Being busy every time they want to get together.
Yeah.
All right, so what do you do in this situation? What have you done in this situation, especially if this has been you? 502-795-1997. Would love to take some of your stories on this because it appears that this has happened more than once to more than one person. So.
Jeez.
Yep.
Bold move, men. Like, does that ever work out for you? Does that ever do you ride off into the sunset with the bestie and everything's fine?
Listen.
And their friendship stays intact and everyone's happy about it?
Any man within the sound of my voice know that I am taking the brunt of Kelly's anger right now.
I'm throwing it out there into the universe.
Okay.
I'm just throwing it out to all the men.
You were looking at me
bold enough to,
when you were yelling.
You're the representative of the men.
I am.
So you have to take it.
I'm the one with the penis on the show.
Thank you for putting that out there. That wasn't.
I won't prove it to you.
Thank you. Gosh.
It's fine.
The handbook violation.
All right, 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories coming up. All right, so here's the deal. Group therapy. We got an anonymous message from a listener who's like, hey, what do you do if your best friend's husband comes on to you? You know, you guys, there was like a get together a couple weeks ago. Yeah, drinks are flowing. And, you know, it starts with, you're so pretty. And she's like,
no, he said
thanks.
Gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, you're right, right, right.
Gorgeous.
Right, right, right. Yeah, you know, I've always thought you were gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, thanks.
What would have happened if I would have met you first?
Yeah, I wonder what would have ever happened if I'd have met you first.
She shut it down.
She did. She did
the
right thing.
She early did the right thing, but now she's obviously tortured by it. Feels like she's lying to her friend every time she's around him, around her.
Yeah.
And wondering, do I fess up or do I sweep this under the rug, make sure that it never happens again,
okay,
and move on?
So we've seen a lot of people who've been there, done that. All right.
A lot.
A lot.
Many people on team tell her. Swifty Kim, I'm all about honesty. I would absolutely talk to my friend about this. Definitely would want to get in front of it before it gets twisted somehow. And she ends up thinking that I was the one who acted inappropriately.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, you want to make sure you tell the story first.
Yes.
Okay, I get that.
Trina is also, you have to tell her. Be prepared for her to be mad and not believe you at first, or the typical he was just drunk. Mm-hmm. Don't let her get over it that quickly, though. Because if he's doing it to you, he may be saying it to others when he has the opportunity as well.
Maybe, but he probably is just... I was going to say, maybe he's just comfortable around
Because they've been friends for a long time.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So probably as long as he's known his wife, he's known her.
All right, now you want to remain anonymous too, but you're thinking something different.
First of all, love you guys. So excited to talk to y'all.
Hey!
Love you!
It's about time. I've been waiting for you to call.
Yay! So, maybe a year before I met my husband, I had a one-night stand. I was a bit of a...
We've all been there.
Yep.
The guy I had the one-night stand with turns out to be one of my husband's best friends. Me and the best friend decided, hey, to preserve the relationship and everything, we're not going to tell the husband that nothing romantic will ever happen between us again.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so far it's been. So she needs to read the husband. Read that husband his right and keep it to preserve that friendship, because what if they have a really good time and, you know, and it's really good? You don't want to ruin a relationship over just...
What? Okay, all right. So,
drunk one night.
Right. So you're kind of saying the opposite of all the people who are saying tell. You're saying, you know what? You need to go to that husband and swear a pinky swear pact.
It's like, you're not saying that ever again.
Yep.
We're not going there. Right. That door is shut. No, sir. Don't say it again.
If you ever say that to me again, I will tell your wife.
Yes.
I understand we were drunk kids things.
Yes.
And I'm going to let it go. But if you ever say that again or you do something like that again, I will tell your wife.
Yeah.
Yes. That's exactly what I think, too.
Because
it's going to do no good but just blow everything up.
I am flattered. And what part of me precisely do you think is pretty and... What?
No, we don't say that.
That you're attracted
to.
That.
We just shut it down. We just go in, guns blazing. Don't ever do that again. Shut it down. You know, make no mistake.
All right.
No.
All right. Well, I like hearing this perspective because you know, we're getting a whole lot of you got to tell.
No, you don't.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Finally, somebody.
A woman's heart is an ocean of secrets.
Right. Secret as much as it is. Don't do that again.
Yeah,
right, exactly.
Right, okay. All right, well, cool. Hey, thank you so much.
No problem.
All right.
Love you guys. Bye.
One of our self-proclaimed resident experts, Lisa the Love Consultant, weighing in. This happened in my friend group. The husband flirted with every friend. I never said anything.
Every
friend.
Bold.
Never said anything because my friend wanted her marriage and believed her husband did no wrong, so I knew she wouldn't believe me. But we had a friend who did take the bait. Almost 4 years later, issues from the affair and inevitable divorce are still occurring.
Oh, gosh.
Just stay away from him. You did right by shutting it down, so you're probably out of his rotation anyway.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, wow.
All right.
Angela does have a pretty strong argument, though.
For telling her?
For telling. She says, I was in this situation several years ago. I decided telling the truth was important because my friend deserved to know what her significant other did and be able to make the decision if she wants to stay with him or not. Don't hide it from her. She and I also remain friends. She appreciated me being honest.
That's what I hope happens.
Yes.
That's what I hope happens.
I think all that is going to be an individual decision based on how well she knows her friend.
Yeah.
And if she is, A, going to believe her, you know, B, think she's retaliating or jealous because she's single, all the things. Like, if she literally thinks her husband hung the moon and could do no wrong, and this is completely out of the realm of possibility for her, she may not believe you.
Yeah.
So that's going to come down to our listener doing some soul searching, knowing the relationship she has with her bestie, and maybe try to make the decision based on that.
All right. Well,
but she did the right thing in shutting it down. Like, she's never even considering.
No, that's
she's
good.
Not considering at all.
That's good.
Taking that bait at all.
That's
and don't know if she's witnessed him doing that to anybody else.
Right.
And this is the first time he said something to her. So is it a one-off thing? Do we just go to him? Shut it down, say don't ever do that again, or I will tell her. Do we start with that?
I still am in the camp of maybe you'd say, hey, your husband made some weird comments to me the other day. And it's just...
Approach it like, I don't know if like, we should be worried about
like,
that.
Yeah, you know, just like, I kind of shut it down, but I think he might have been a little drunk. But he was just like, you know.
I don't think we're specific with saying, what if I met you
right,
first?
Right, right. I think we have to say something, though, to the friend.
Her friend.
Yeah, yeah. So...
If she tells her specifically what he said, because that will make her second guess everything.
Now, typically, at this point, we hear from...
Andrew the Love Doctor.
Andrew the Love Doctor, our resident.
He must have another appointment today.
A doctor, but he is one of our resident experts here. Should I just...
Go ahead.
Assume the part?
Go ahead. What do you think that he would tell us?
Ben Kelly, well, gosh, I'm so proud of you. Two things. First of all, Kelly, you're spot on. Yes. You're spot on.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you. You are spot on. She's got to tell her. She's got to get it out in the open. She's got to tell her. And second of all, Ben, I don't know. I don't know what to do with you. You said, tell me what part of you thought was attractive. I don't know. Keep on loving, guys.
That was me.
All right. Thank you, Andrew the Love Doctor.
Thank you, Andrew the Love Doctor. We love him.
All right.
He's so great.
Gotta have his perspective.
That was kind of spot on.
All right. Well, hey, good luck, honestly. Keep us posted. And
yeah, this is a really hard one. I don't know if we did a hard landing on tell
on
her
what to do.
Or go to the husband and shut it down again.
I kind of think you gotta tell the friend, but we heard both sides. So, you know, there's that.
Yeah, please let us know what you decide to do.
There you go. That's group therapy. We're going to play
Dude Knowledge.
Dude Knowledge. And
my favorite game.
Yes, right. Say hi to Micah calling us. Hi there.
Hey, Micah.
Hi.
Hi. So it's kind of funny because, you know, Micah is from Seymour. She's 21. She just got married,
first of all.
Yeah, so congrats.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. This
the
is kind of
honeymoon coming up.
Yeah, this is kind of like your little honeymoon, little pre-honeymoon,
hey,
if you will. Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yes.
Pre-party.
So I got to be honest and full transparency here. You know, more than one person usually calls for these contests, right?
Sure.
So Micah got through. Congrats, Micah. We're very, very excited
Thank
for you.
You.
Right. Yes,
and
exactly.
And we're not rude, so we don't not answer the other calls
right.
that come in to gently let them know that we already have a player, but we appreciate and love them.
Right, exactly. So we did, and then we happened to actually answer the call of your sister, Kaylee, who is calling through. Hi, Kaylee.
Hi.
Hi there. And so Kaylee gets on and she's like, ah! And she's like freaking out. And I'm like, wow, Kaylee, you're way more excited than Micah, you know, who we have. And she's like, that's my sister. And I'm like, I take back everything. So we'll let you. So Kaylee,
like an equally fun family.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll say that.
Yeah. So
do we want to call mom and dad?
I was gonna say Kaylee,
aunts, uncles, anybody?
Micah, do you
More
have any
the other sister
cousins or anything we need to call to?
Not that I can think of. My mom's listening right now.
Oh, this is great.
This is great.
Hi, mom.
This is for the family.
For the family.
Listen, don't bring shame upon our family by being bad at this game.
All right. So, Micah, listen, Kaylee, you're going to be Micah's lifeline, okay?
This is great. Takes the pressure off of me,
I was gonna
which
say,
I love.
You're taking the pressure off, Kelly. All right, here we go. We're doing Dude Knowledge. All these questions are geared towards men. You ready, Micah?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Question number one. What product boasts the slogan, best clean, pants down?
Oh, no. Do you know this one, Kaylee? I don't know.
Okay,
just hands down? Oh, dude wipes.
Very good.
Yes!
Very good.
Yes!
Googling. Dude wipes. That's right.
That was my guess.
All right. Good job.
Pants down.
All right.
Yes.
Dude knowledge. Question number two. What is a miter box?
Oh, you use it to cut corners.
Of edging of some sort.
Wait. Is that your mom or your coworker? Is every who's on the phone? Is everybody playing?
Welcome everybody in.
Because I work with my mom.
Oh my God!
It's so great. It's a full family affair.
What is a miter box?
I love it.
Well, you know what? Your mom's kind of right. I'll give it to you. It's a guide to enable you
on a miter saw.
It's a guide that helps you cut angles. Angles or corners.
You guys are practically construction workers. I love this.
I know.
This is great.
You're doing great. Dude knowledge.
Love that mom's here too. This is awesome.
All right. It's a family affair. What is the Madden curse?
The Madden curse? Is it when you lose like a whole bunch of games in a row?
That sounds like a solid guess.
Sounded right, no, but it's incorrect. It's bad luck usually befalls the player that gets featured on the cover of EA Sports' Madden video game.
Oh, and then they start losing once
they just get injured.
Oh.
Like you know, they feature Joey Burrow on there, and then he gets injured, and he's out.
Oh, so now they're all saying, hey, don't put me on the cover of your game.
Yeah, right.
Gotcha.
Yes,
gotcha.
Okay. All right, so you didn't get that right. You're still doing well, though.
There's
2 out of 3. Here we go.
This game.
Question number 4. What are the 3 basic ingredients in an old-fashioned?
Oh, I don't... hang on.
Wait, you just gotta Google it real quick.
You can't Google it
real quick. Hang on.
Wait, knows this one.
How do you spell it?
I don't know. I don't drink them, so I don't know.
Oh, see, yeah.
All right.
That's good. It's fine. Upstanding moms. It's good that you don't know.
I would have accepted bourbon, but it's technically rye.
I was going to say whiskey, but.
Yeah, I would have accepted whiskey, sure. Bitters and simple syrup. Those are the 3 basic ingredients of an old fashioned.
Yeah.
All right.
Never made one. Never had one.
You've never had one?
No.
Okay. No.
Have you met me? I drink Arbor Mist.
Okay. Last question. Last question.
Okay.
Dude knowledge. Sure. What team does LeBron James play for?
Ooh.
Lakers.
The Lakers.
The Lakers is correct. There you go. Look at that. 3 out of 5.
All the ladies of the family rolled in.
Everyone.
We
did great.
We're just missing one sister, I think.
Kaylee, Micah.
She's on there with Kaylee, too.
Oh, this is so great. We got all the sisters. We got mom.
Where's brother?
Oh, we're not sure, but they, you know what?
He's listening to it. As we're talking, he's listening to it.
That's great.
Look at this.
See, it would be fair for the men to participate because they are
That's
dudes.
Right. That's right.
This is geared towards the ladies, you guys. Oh,
live radio right here.
The whole family.
You have brought pride to Seymour, Indiana. All right. Congrats. Hang tight a quick sec. We're going to hook you up, okay?
Oh, high fives all around.
Okay.
All right. You've been delightful.
Hang on. Was it the first time we had like an entire family play a game with us?
I think so. I think so.
That's great. That was fun. I like it. I highly encourage it.
All right. That's Dude Knowledge on 99.7 DJX.
Oh. Oh, wow. Oh. Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Professional football making its way to Louisville.
Oh, wow.
UFL, United Football League. It's not the NFL, UFL. Setting up shop. Lynn Family Stadium.
Very exciting news.
Royal roots. Kings will rise.
Yes.
Where crowns are earned at full stride.
Yes.
Driven by power, heritage, and greatness.
Yes.
Louisville Kings, a new reign begins.
Yes! Yes! Lynn Stadium!
Oh, super excited!
We're going to be playing football in the spring.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson's one of the owners.
That's right. He was a part of it, bringing it to Louisville.
That's exciting.
I know. They were like, ever since visiting Louisville, one of the other owners was like, ever since visiting Louisville, I knew that this was a destination place.
Absolutely.
For professional sports,
professional football.
Yes. I mean, that came down yesterday, and we were all just like, pumped!
Well,
give
everybody.
Me my season tickets!
Not everybody.
Let's go! Louisville Kings! Let's go! Everyone excited.
Yeah, so you go to the Facebook page to just see how many people
are excited. How many people are just excited? Yes. Then yes, we read the Facebook comments.
People like Terry D. Since y'all had to go and incorporate a horse into the logo, knights, as in chess, would have worked better.
Oh, okay. All right. Terry's got some suggestions.
Yeah, but Bellerman's like, hey, guys. Hi.
Yeah. Hi hey, there. Forget us.
Hi there.
Hey. But Terry's got some suggestions. All right. Yeah. Christina, we want river rats!
With a little rat emoji.
A little nod to the...
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not convinced about that one.
We want river rats.
Jared, this logo is giving budget DraftKings.
Like Timu DraftKings?
I do see that one.
What? Are we... We're upset at the logo?
Yeah, I mean, we were consulted. I think maybe they're just upset they weren't consulted.
Maybe they weren't
invited to the table of discussion.
Yeah. Renee L. So glad it's no something stupid.
And not something stupid.
Was like, really hoping for kings or gnats.
Yeah, well.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
thanks, Renee.
It is kings. So I don't understand Renee's mad. Because, like, I think she got her wish.
Well, yeah.
Bill N. This will last as long as arena football did.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Notice no city or state representative has made any announcement in support of this.
Oh, Bill. Oh, Bill's in his feelings.
If politicians aren't putting their stamp of approval on it, then it's not legit.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Bill hasn't seen anything. No support. Dennis H. These are the Facebook comments to the Louisville Kings arriving in Louisville.
Yeah.
Dumbest name to a team. Sad.
Okay. All right. Well, Dennis, offer up a different alternative.
Dennis wasn't consulted.
Just like Christina threw out river rats.
Yeah.
What are you coming out
with? Listen, Dennis wasn't consulted, and he's feeling feelings.
He's big mad. He is big mad. David E., never asked the fans.
Oh, there it is.
Fans probably didn't, no possibly, want a Mavericks and LA Kings combo.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Thanks, David E. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Louisville Kings Facebook comments. This is UFL football coming in the spring.
Jordan is mad. He wants merch. Not having shirts ready is a crime, man.
No, it's more like not having shirts ready is a crime, man.
Yeah, it's probably that. It's probably more like that.
Man.
He just wants the merch.
And then finally, we have the full support of Jerry R.
He's bringing it all around.
He's bringing it all around. He knows. He knows. It's a start. If we support him, who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Shoulder shrug. Let's give it a go.
All right. Louisville Kings.
It's only going to work if you show up, though. It's a four.
Professional football.
Jordan will get you a shirt sometime. We will. We'll figure it out.
And Dennis, you'll come around on the name. Dumbest name to a team. Sad.
Just, you know, marinate in it more than a day.
Marinate. Yeah. So what happens when you find someone, you see someone, but you're not in the right place or frame of mind to get a name or number or a social media handle? What do?
Well, you need to typey.
Mm-hmm.
In mom's basement. Send it off to the internet. We will find it and shine a spotlight on it.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist. Missed. Man for woman, looking for my scream queen.
Oh, nice.
Looking for my scream queen. Okay, this is going to sound weird, but here goes nothing.
Okay.
You were the cute brunette at the nightmare haunt this past weekend.
Nice.
You and your friend, or maybe sister.
Sure.
Were right in front of me and my, quote, girlfriend.
Hang on. He was on a date with somebody else. He's checking her out.
Listen, and I say girlfriend loosely.
Uh-huh.
It's more like we both got bored and decided if I could fear maybe spark romance.
Yes.
Well, spoiler alert, it didn't.
Oh, right. Okay. Dang it.
Anyway, you were something else. The way those mass chainsaw guys zeroed in on you.
Yeah.
The way you screamed. Oh, chef's kiss.
Okay.
It wasn't that shrill, eardrum-piercing scream like my date's.
Oh.
Yours had passion. Confidence.
What? Confidence and screaming in fear?
Maybe even a touch of survival instinct.
Wow, that's a lot to gather.
Now listen, while my girlfriend tried to use my jacket as a face shield. You stood tall, stared death in a guy with a fake machete.
So brave.
And the eye kept moving. You were fearless.
Yeah.
Or at least braver than me when that clown jumped out of the coffin. Now listen, we got separated in that creepy hospital operating room scene.
Seen it. Yeah.
Look, I wanted to catch up, maybe share a laugh or ask if you also thought the nurse was actually a little too into her role.
Oh, they're committed. Those actors are committed.
But you disappeared into the fog.
Oh, dang it. Yeah.
If by some miracle you see this, I'd love to run into you again. Maybe preferably not in the dark, surrounded by people in masks.
Yeah, or my girlfriend.
Well, listen, one date, and I'll even officially end things with my quote girlfriend.
Oh wait, we're gonna have the date first and then I'll decide if I dump my girlfriend.
I'm sure she'd probably understand.
Okay, what a catch.
Shoot, it's Craigslist missed connections.
Now this is a woman for man. Okay. Looking for my tailgater tiger. Okay, I don't normally do this. You were at the tailgate a few tents down from me before the game this past weekend. You were loud, confident, rocking that dad bod like it was sponsored by chicken wings and domestic beer.
Okay, all right.
Seriously, if Miller Lite made a cologne, you'd probably be the face of it.
Okay, all right, getting an image.
You had this whole life of the party energy going on, and when you attempted that keg stand, wow. Things stirred in me that haven't been felt in years.
Oh.
The slip, the flop, the face plant onto the grass, bits of gravel and dirt stuck to your cheek. Pure poetry.
Yeah. Okay.
You popped up laughing, wiping your face like a hero who just survived a battle.
Oh, wow.
I laughed so hard, my friends thought I was choking on a chip.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no.
I don't normally go for your tailgate MVP type.
Okay.
I've been divorced for a bit. And my usual type is more spreadsheets and books than shotguns of beer. But I caught myself imagining you doing a keg stand off of me. What? It's been a while. Don't judge.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Anyway, the crowd got crazy. The game got started and you vanished. Probably into a stadium seat or another round of wings.
Okay.
But if by some miracle you see this, I'd love to see what you look like without full body paint. Or maybe face down in gravel.
Oh,
maybe next
shoot.
Time we skip the paint, the game, and the concussion risk, and you show me that same manly energy somewhere with fewer bleachers, winky face.
Oh, wow. Okay. She wants to see him without the body paint.
She's like, listen, he's got some of that raw man.
Yeah, she's
energy.
Ready to go slumming with some dad bod, like tailgating
Maybe.
Dude.
Maybe.
Yeah,
we
for
veer
sure.
off our current course.
Yeah, right.
Right? We've been spreadsheets and books. Let's do keg stands. Let's see how that goes.
All right. So whether you're looking for him or the, well, you got to get rid of your girlfriend first to find the other one.
Listen, he said, wait one date and then I'll consider it.
All right. It's Craigslist missed connections on 99.7 DJX. Something crazy is about to happen when the Grammy Award nominations come out.
Okay, what's crazy?
There will not be any Taylor Swift in there, and that hasn't happened for 14 years.
Oh, wow. I guess because it's been...
So since... Right.
When
so
was the
first
Tortured
time,
Poets?
First time that she was nominated for a Grammy was at 17 years old.
Right.
So wait. How my math isn't great, but whatever.
Okay.
It's been a long time. So...
She's 35 now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
1989?
And Travis just turned 36.
Yeah. So she and Travis are the same age.
Yeah.
Right. So she's turning 36 this year.
Yes, in December.
Yes, exactly. So here's the thing. She missed the deadline or the window for, I guess, the Grammy Awards for the 2026 Grammy Awards for The Life of a Showgirl. So she'll be eligible for that the following year.
Okay, but too late. of a release too late. To be considered for next year.
But yeah, listen to this. So, you know, The Fate of Ophelia, obviously, that debuted October 3rd. That missed the August 30th cutoff to be a...
Oh, August 30th.
Yes,
the cutoff.
Eligible
okay.
for Grammy consideration.
Because the Grammys are what, in February?
In February, but the nominees are announced like next month.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And so I guess since 2007... She has won 14 Grammys. Mm-hmm. Now, she's not the winningest.
No. Like Beyonce is.
I want to say it is. Yeah. Yeah. She's got like 30-something, I want to say. And then it's followed by a composer, I want to say, who may have won one. But anyways, but she has been nominated at least every single year since 2007. This is the first year she hasn't.
So are we boycotting the Grammys now?
No, not boycotting. Okay. No. It's just, it's one of those,
bend the rules for Taylor.
No. She's fine. She'll be fine.
Okay.
She'll be fine. But it's
I
just.
I don't know how I was supposed to feel about this. Are we supposed to be mad, upset?
No. No, you're
flooded.
Good. You're good.
Do
you're
we
good.
Need to rise up?
No. And in fact.
Organize.
In fact, Taylor is, she recognizes the critics of her album.
Yes. There have been some.
Yeah. And she's like. Look, the life of a showgirl, I have a lot of respect for people's subjective opinions on art.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is allowed to feel exactly how they want. She's not lying there.
No, but I think she is. This is out of her lane because I think she's used to being universally loved by all.
Welcome to chaos. The rule of show business is if it's the first week of my album release, and you are saying either my name or my album title, you're helping.
there
and
it is.
Art, I have a lot of respect for people's subjective opinions on art. I'm not the art police. It's like everybody is allowed to feel exactly how they want. And what our goal is as entertainers is to be a mirror. Oftentimes an album is a really, really wild way to look at yourself.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
So, she's not the art police.
No, but
feel how you feel.
I have seen a couple of different lanes of opinions on this. There are some diehard Swifties who are throwing some shade at her, saying it feels like she phoned this one in.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some that think she does no wrong, that think that this was phoned in.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are others who are shocked at the lyrics in some of these. So, especially for, you know, and for everyone that's saying, well, she's 35 and she's not making, you know, but yes, she still has very young fans.
Sure.
So that's why it's still good to mention, hey, if you're one of those who has a very young Swiftie fan in the house, just word to the wise, just word of caution.
I will
there
say
are
that
some adult
that a lot of
in lyrics.
Yeah. I will say they're cleverly crafted.
Oh, wood is out there. That's completely in your face.
I would say
the thighs line.
No,
in
so
your face.
Literally, Emily, who
no
works in the afternoon.
Other way.
She came up to me the other day and was like, "Well, you know what that's about, right?" And I'm like, "No, I missed
Come
it.
Come on,
I missed it.
You're a dude.
I missed it.
How in the song is called Wood?
Yeah." She says, knock on wood. I was like, all right, that's probably what it's about, knocking on wood.
Oh, my, you did, again, I forgot. You're just the read the subject line.
I am.
Yeah, you don't do deep dive into the lyrics. You just, yeah.
So, whatever, like her or not, she is a force to be reckoned with. Now we've got the $20,000 life of a rich girl happening, but you probably should check your ticket just because there is a $50,000 winning Powerball ticket sold in Louisville from Saturday's drawing still up for grabs.
I didn't buy one.
Yeah, 50 grand, not bad.
Not bad.
It was bought at the Thorntons there on Preston. So,
oh wow.
Yeah, so if that's your Thorntons, then check your ticket. Okay?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Good luck. It's 99.70 JX. All right, let's get to a feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly.
I don't know if this is like a talent or something that kind of makes me slightly psycho.
I mean, I'm leaning psycho, but...
I can cry, like, sob instantly when I come across videos like this.
Okay.
I'm talking about first graders showing up for their classmate in time of need.
Okay.
Mia, going through a difficult time, she lost her father week ago. And again, these are first graders.
Yeah.
And they all came to her house
to
hug her, play with her, and make her laugh.
Mia, 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 Mia.
Oh my God. Mia. overwhelmed.
Yeah, that's very cute.
All hugging her.
Yeah, that's cute. Oh, that's very cute.
Oh, my gosh. I just kind of see her mom walking her out, like, mm-hmm. the front walk, and they're all kind of right behind their gate, and they open up the gate, and they just kind of all just crowd around her and just start hugging her, and you could just see she's just... It's just sobbing.
Aww.
It's so good. You can see, listen, if you're like me and you possess the soup, I'm going to call it a superpower. It's an emotional superpower. You can instantly
that's what it is.
Start sobbing with happy tears. And you may too. And you can find it on our Instagram story at Ben and Kelly Show. Brought to you by Sam Maggie, our injury lawyer.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, so on the way... Maybe this setting the bar story is a good example of why you should change your underwear frequently.
Okay.
All right.
Good life lesson?
Maybe.
Good best practice note?
You know, I don't know why mothers back in the day would say, make sure you have clean underwear in case you get into an accident.
Like, everyone's going to need their pants cut off of them.
Actually, my underwear's probably going to be dirty if I'm getting in an accident, to be quite honest.
I don't think it's going to matter if I started off with them clean or not.
Right, because they're going to be soiled.
They're getting soiled in the moment.
Anyways, we got a Setting the Bar story coming up. Hang on. Time for it, Setting the Bar story.
That's an example of what not to do in a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Okay, so this may be a good lesson as to why you should change your underwear frequently.
Okay.
All right, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting busted for your crime, thanks to the underwear that you wear, then you're doing okay.
How is the underwear the smoking gun here?
I was on camera.
Oh.
Apparently you had your pants sagging a little bit.
Oh, and you had, like, branded underwear where you like it's on the band of it.
Yeah, and
Calvin Klein maybe.
They could tell that it was True Religion.
Oh, True Religion.
Yeah, True Religion. So yeah, this was out of St. Louis. Lassane, he decided Dave's Hot Chicken, which by the way just opened here, so
welcome
to town. At least this ain't St. Louis.
Absolutely.
That's
we have
right.
paying customers here.
That's right. He decided he was gonna hold up the Dave's Hot Chicken.
Got it.
All right. He thought, you know what? They're probably going to have a lot of money there.
Probably.
Popular place. So he did and made off with some cash. There's security cameras because, again, it's 2025. There are cameras everywhere.
But it's zeroing in on the underwear name?
Yeah. So kind of he takes the bag, he runs off, right? There's mm-hmm. there's a bit of a struggle between he and the manager, right?
Okay.
He escapes. The cameras see all this.
Sure.
And the witnesses said, well, don't know much. He had a ski mask on, but we do know he was wearing True Religion underwear.
That's the detail they all picked up on.
And then they saw in the security footage, yep, that's the case. And then they were able to find and identify him thanks to his underwear.
Wow.
Yep.
Like, did he change the outer clothing, maybe?
And he was like, he's like,
red
you know
hoodie.
What? You know what?
Something like that.
Gave him the old sniff check.
Oh.
They're all right.
Oh, wow.
We're good to roll with these another week.
Done in by the
another week. But, you know, when you get a pair of expensive underwear, you want to show them off.
Well, what was it? What movie? Big Hero 6, where one of them was like, talking about, I go inside, I go outside, I go front, back. How many times they do?
How many times you do
they
this?
Can reuse
the undies,
the underwear.
I will never turn a pair of underwear inside out and rewear.
No,
but I do.
And we can't turn it backwards.
Now listen. This is going to sound weird when I say it.
It already does.
But
we'll bite.
But sometimes I will put on old underwear. But it's only in transition, okay? Go with me on this.
Why are we transitioning?
So I'm taking off my sweaty running shorts.
Okay.
And I'm putting on dirty underwear because I don't want to put clean underwear on while my body cools down and I want to get the gross sweaty shorts off.
So we're not taking a shower.
Not yet.
Oh, okay. So while our sweaty body dries,
yes,
we put dirty underwear back
dirty
on.
Dirty underwear and maybe a dirty t-shirt.
When do we take the shower?
I mean, at some point.
It seems like, why don't you just cut out a step and take the shower?
The reason I don't
clean
take
underwear listen, on, no transition needed.
That makes sense in your brain. On paper, that would make sense.
Okay.
Okay.
But
it doesn't with me, because if I get into the shower too quickly after a run, then I will then sweat when I get out of the shower. And I don't want to do that.
Is your shower too hot?
Well, I'm just saying.
Can we cool I'll, off the shower.
I just want to. Even if I take a cold shower,
okay,
I'll still get out and I'll still be sweaty because my internal body temperature is still warm. Mm. So I have to give my body a chance to cool down a little bit. So that's when I'm rocking the the older underwear
so
and
you
t-shirt.
Need old underwear, t-shirt, cool down, then shower.
Yeah,
then
it's
put
just
the clean stuff.
But
on.
Like I said, it's just a transition.
It's and so complicated. And what a process.
Kelly, you know me. I'm a complicated individual.
Sure. Yes. This is another reason why I don't run.
Then I'll take the shower, then I'll put the clean clothes on.
Okay.
Okay.
That is quite a process. That's elaborate.
But I'm just saying that, yes, and I told you that would sound weird.
Do you have like branded underwear to wear if
no,
you find yourself?
It's all
choosing
like,
a life of crime.
Yeah,
they
see,
might do you in too.
I do have a couple that are like eggplants or
They do have funny designs.
Yeah, funny designs, but most
which
of them
would
are
stand out.
Right, most of them are just black though.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, so yeah, maybe is this the
like my underwear? Like I like my coffee.
Is the message
strong?
Make sure
and
you're wearing plain underwear, and they won't be able to identify you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, even if you're excited because you got some expensive drawers,
yeah,
you know,
don't
true
let
religion.
Show
just
to the
just show them to the guy or girl that really deserves to see them.
Oh, we went to a different lane. Okay.
Oh, well, all right.
Well, I was still in the crime lane.
Oh, I moved to love.
Okay. Wow.
Where'd
we start?
I don't know. Oh, okay. That's your setting the bar story.
Okay, robbed a restaurant.
That's your setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting busted.
By your underwear,
you're doing okay.
Awesome.
Brought it back around.
Sure
See,
did.
We're professionals.
And we also went into some intimate areas with Ben and his underwear, which I also am mad about that. I don't need. Mm-mm.
It's all right, Kelly. earlier in the show, we dove into the fun news that Louisville was getting a professional football team.
Yes.
Not an NFL football team. NFL wasn't expanding to Louisville, no. But it is UFL.
Right.
And
still professional.
It's still professional.
Kind of like, I think the Farm League, maybe.
Yeah.
NFL.
Yeah. I mean, these are guys that very talented,
yes,
professional football players,
yes,
who just aren't in the league in the NFL for one reason or another.
Yeah. Now, there was, as is always the case, you remember how upset people got when Lou City changed their logo, right? You remember all that?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was a thing,
sure.
So, listen, we know a lot of people had some big feelings
about
it.
Big feelings.
Dennis didn't like the name. Dumbest name.
Dumbest name.
Jordan wants some merch.
Okay.
He needs some t-shirts.
Yeah.
But hear me out. Go with me on this.
Okay, so you've got...
I've got an idea
to
put in the suggestion box to
on
maybe
how
win some
to
people
make
over.
This a must-see event.
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like the Savannah Bananas are onto something. Before them, the Harlem Globetrotters.
I see where you're going with this.
I feel like if we add a little Globetrotter banana energy, I'm talking choreo, I'm talking twerking mascot king.
Okay.
I'm talking, let's add in some of that.
Okay.
Let's add some showmanship.
Okay.
The football lane needs that. It's wide open.
Okay, so
it's
the...
It's wide open to add some Globetrotter banana energy.
So the Louisville King mascot...
Has to twerk.
Has to, yeah, look kind of... In my brain, kind of look like the Indianapolis Colts and act like the Indianapolis Colts mascot.
Sure, yes.
You know,
but
that mascot
look like Burger King.
No. Be like a king that's a horse.
Okay.
Right?
With a crown?
With the crown,
okay.
Yes, but a little bit edgy.
Maybe roses around, kind of like a derby
winner. Like the type of mascot that's going to push a kid down to win.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
But then
twerk.
Twerks.
Yes.
Okay.
And then maybe some fun music that plays.
And then maybe let's incorporate some mm-hmm. trick plays.
Trick plays.
In the football. I don't know how you do that, but I feel like you can work it out.
Kelly,
workshop it now. You don't start till March.
No. Everything you're saying, Kelly, makes sense.
I'm just saying, showmanship.
Yeah.
We're going to need you to work in some banana energy.
Okay.
Showmanship.
I mean, everything you're saying makes sense.
Some dance, some choreo.
Yes.
Trick plays. They'll come in droves. I think everybody's going to be coming around. Jared and Terry and Dennis and all the haters from the Facebook group.
Oh, the Facebook comments.
They'll come around and
Listen.
They'll be like, yes, Kings.
Listen, everything's wrong and everything sucks on Facebook, you know?
Absolutely.
So,
but what I'm saying is you can win some people over. There's an opportunity in football to bring some. Look at the bananas.
Harlem Globetrotters, Savannah bananas.
The
yes.
to look at. They're
yes.
taking over planet Earth.
Yes.
They're expanding their universe. They're adding more teams.
Yes.
They've gone on world tours. All
yes. They are doing something right.
They are doing something right. Let's take a little page from the playbook. Let's add to football.
Do we need to text The Rock?
Yeah, we'll text The Rock.
Because he's a partial owner of...
I'll send him a DM.
Oh, yeah. He'll probably get that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
And is anyone locally here over at Lynn Family?
Yeah.
That's where they're going to be playing. Maybe they've got some contact names. We don't have head coaches yet, I don't think. But
no, not yet.
Putting that in the suggestion box. Banana energy.
Banana energy along with a mascot
yes.
that is a bit edgy.
Twerking.
Twerking, edgy
choreo,
mascot. Yes.
Trick plays.
Yes.
Showmanship.
Yes. I love it.
There you go. It's a recipe for success.
I think it's a $1 million idea.
You can't go wrong. If you'd like for me to be a consultant, you can call me.
There you go. What else, Kelly? Anything?
That's it.
All right, guys.
I'm done. All of my energy is gone now.
Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.